look, Joe, more news out this morning, Julie. Really in-depth report out of the New York Times on Joe Rogan. His overall contract value might be $200 million. You know, the old everyone was saying in the industry that he really was signed to a $100 million deal, but this is a potentially big step up in how much he's making.
Yeah, indeed. And we're talking about a contract over 3.5 years. And this also explains to some extent why Spotify has been such a staunch defender of Rogan as part of its platform, even though they have taken down some of the older episodes of his podcast, some of which showed that he used racial slurs, for example. The most recent podcasts that have caused controversy have been interviews between him and vaccine effectiveness deniers, for example. So all of that causing a lot of controversy at Spotify. But again, it sort of emphasizes the point that the company has bet the farm on podcasts. Of course, most people turn to Spotify for music. That's how it built its business. The musicians on Spotify, by the way, get paid very little per play of their song. So it now seems like that the podcast portion of the business is accounting for more of the listenable hours as a proportion of the total on the platform. And obviously a lot of the spending as well that Spotify is doing. But I think there are still big questions about whether Rogan's going to end up being worth it at the end of the day.
Julie, who has time to listen to all these podcasts? They're all over
Not
the platform.
Me. I wonder that very consistently, actually, Brian Sozzi, because I don't have that time. But I'm glad that there are people out there who do, and certainly Spotify is hoping that.